in the skies above Normandy Wednesday from a World War II Dakota plane. 97-year-old Tom Rice repeated the jump he made on the morning of D-Day.
Okay. Great, great. Beautiful drive, beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect.
On June 6, 1944, Rice was a 22-year-old staff sergeant with the 101st Airborne Division. Over 13,000 paratroopers were dropped behind enemy lines. 75 years later, Rice recalled the chaos of that day.
We were spread over so many miles, it took a week and a half to get together.
More than 1,300 current U.S. servicemen and women are in Normandy to commemorate D-Day, alongside close to 1,000 military personnel from Europe and Canada.
Bringing together tonight the might of our allies and partners are what make us strong, and I think that's what carried the day for us in the victory 75 years ago, and I would add, it still preserves the peace. That presence and that alliance still preserves the peace to this day.
The U.S. 4th Infantry Division landed 21,000 troops at Utah Beach on D-Day. William Miller was among them.
Our young people today don't know enough about what really happened.
Current members of the 4th Infantry Division marched from Utah Beach to Sainte Marie du Mont, the first village liberated by U.S. troops.
It's just the respect that you get being an American here in northern France is absolutely amazing. It is not what I expected.
The Stars and Stripes flag is everywhere. Sainte Marie du Mont, like villages across Normandy, has been turned into a replica of wartime France. Enthusiasts have converged to show off their vintage dress and vehicles of every description. A former hospice in the village is a temporary home for several World War II veterans who seem sometimes overwhelmed by the attention they receive from residents and tourists.
I mean, the greatest generation is leaving us. So the opportunity to meet them and for our kids to understand what this is about is so important.
Further east, at Omaha Beach Wednesday, the 75th Ranger Regiment recreated the famous Pointe du Hoc climb when more than 500 Rangers scaled the cliffs under intense fire to take on the German defences. As the number of D-Day veterans dwindles, soldiers and civilians here say they are determined to keep alive the memory of the horror and sacrifice their forebears endured 75 years ago. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Normandy, France.